Compass FM, Thursday morning at about this time, we always have a chat with Robin Bristow, Managing Editor, North Canterbury News. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a great day.
Looking pretty good. Gee whiz, we had winter yesterday and the day before. I'm looking forward to autumn. Issue number 1038. It is out and it is available right now, North Canterbury News. Now, isn't this an amazing story? Front page news.
Yep.
We've got both local MPs, one the local MP for Waimakariri and the List MP lives locally in North Canterbury, are both having a wee bit of a chat because Jasper Rosewarne, he's launched a petition about a vape store across the road from Woody and School. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the young fellow's very concerned that these shops that open up, they're quite bright and shiny, aren't they? And they look really nice. Mm. And he's worried that young people will be attracted to them. Even though the age restriction is 18, if you read further on in the story, kids much younger than that are vaping.
Yes.
And some of it with the knowledge of their families. And he's very concerned, and so he wants, you know, less signage and, you know, just to make it somewhat less attractive to the kids that are very near. It's really hard to believe that one could open up opposite a school, but there it is.
So something's got to happen. And the thing that I like about it is that he's got his dad on it, Dan Rosewarne.
Yeah.
And he's also got Matt Ducey on it as well. Oh, I'm just having a look at the story. Dan Gordon's in there. We've got the principal of the Kaiapoi High. They're all behind little Jasper Rosewarne. I think it's great.
Yeah, and Rangiora High School principal is also saying there that you don't know when these kids are vaping because you can't smell it.
Hmm.
Whereas, you know, the kids that smoke, because you can smell where they've been and where, you know, and you can smell them. And he actually thinks, you know, it's difficult for schools to police, and why should they have one more thing to police, I guess.
There you go.
Just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, you're never too old to actually start doing something. Or should I say, you're never too old and not too young. He's 12 years old and he's got an opinion, and I actually think it's a good idea. Page three, let's move on to a new speed limit due to some growth around the Waimak Junction Business Park.
Yes, yeah, down on your way into Kaiapoi on Smith Street, the brakes are going to be put on the speed limit there, and when you come off the on-ramp, the existing 50k sign is going to be moved to the east, so just so that people go past that park a lot slower than what they can now.
Mm.
I think our councillors are very concerned that as it grows, and there's already placemakers and various other stores there, and it's quite, you know, it's going to be big and it's going to attract a lot of traffic. So they are going to reduce the speed limit there, with the Countdown supermarket, the first one to be underway at the moment, which is the largest development on the site.
Mm.
And it's expected to be completed by October.
That's where the auto superwash is as well. One of our promoters.
Yeah.
They do it in there as well. So can you just for those from Rangiora, let's just say we're heading down Lineside Road. We're possibly going to go onto the motorway, but we might just go down Smith Street. So that is where the 50k is going to start. Right there, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So to come off that over ramp and head on into Kaiapoi, that's where you're going to have to slow down pretty quickly there. There's lights and stuff there anyway that has already slowed the traffic, so it's just a matter of people becoming aware that they're not allowed to go 80 or so anymore.
Yeah, well, then you get the big signs up and all that sort of stuff. John Cosgrove, he's been out and about and he's had a chat with ultra marathon runner David Cartwright. Tell us about this story.
Crazy person. I don't know why you'd want to do it, run across the Sahara Desert. David is the general manager at our big home up the road there, Charles Upham home, and he's off to run in this Moroccan marathon. It's an ultra marathon and there's nearly 1,000 runners, and it's quite a famous thing, but some of the temperatures are going to reach 45 degrees Celsius, and he's one of seven Kiwis going to be doing this, and he'll be running over 250 kilometres over towering sand dunes and rocky terrain for 7 days. It's just crazy thing. So daily runs of 25 to 40k a day, starting
daily.
At 9.
Yeah, daily. Yeah. Just a daily run of 40k.
Yeah,
or so.
So let's just do it.
Well, who can't do that?
So he's off to do that, and along the way he'll be raising funds, and I'm desperately looking for who it was that he was raising funds for, as part of the incentive to get out there to do this grueling sort of multi-stage adventure race, and it's not that hospitable, that environment, so good luck to him, and it's just incredible.
I can see it now. He's raising funds for the New Zealand Flying Doctor Service, and there is a give a little page set up there. David Cartwright, the big cheese at Charles Upham Retirement Village.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you, David. Look, seriously, those that can run 25 to 40 k's a day, good on you. It's not for everyone, and not everyone can do that. So.
Not in those temperatures and up and down Dale.
I have enough trouble walking 150 metres down the road to the dairy, let alone that. It's quite incredible. North Canterbury News, it is out and about. It is fresh off the press. If it's not delivered to you, where can you pick up a copy, Robin?
You can pick up a copy here at us at 14 Ashley Street, or they're available up and down the main streets of Rangiora, Kaiapoi and Amberley. They should be home delivered today or tomorrow, and any problems, just give us a ring here.
That's absolutely fantastic. Robin Bristow, Managing Editor, North Canterbury News. We'll chat to you again next Thursday.
Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. 12 minutes to 9. I do believe that you can actually pick up a copy too from the Kaikoura Council offices. You can pick them up there as well.
Compass FM.